thank you. Give a Garmin. Give a Garmin. Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com.
WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room. Nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
Up. This is Radio Rubber Room. Welcome. Come to you live on WHAN 1430 AM and 102.9 FM, and also available as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. As always, broadcasting live from the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia. And we have Vega Omega joining us tonight. What's going on, Vega Omega?
Not much?
Nothing at all?
A little bit.
We're
here.
So let's also filling in tonight. Dan is a little bit under the weather.
We've got our
good friend Roger from the drive thru with Raj filling in with us.
That's me. Yeah, I'll be Dan as best I can.
You're doing great.
Yeah, I have less hair than Dan now.
Yeah,
which is hard.
You trimmed up.
It's difficult to do.
Well, I mean, Dan does have the full beard, but
he does, and he
head-wise.
Has a little scruff on top. I got nothing.
Yeah. Well, you would, but. It's gone.
Well, there wouldn't be much, and it'd be all white. That's the bad part about getting old.
We're glad to have you filling in for Dan. And by the way, Dan is a little under the weather. If you want to do anything for Dan, send some soup, some chicken noodle soup. You can send it to our Facebook page or add us on Twitter.
Theraflu.
we'll get him feeling better. He'll be back and up and running next week.
Yeah.
So, Vega Omega, tell us a little bit about yourselves. Who we got in the band? Instruments, names.
Well, my name's Chris. I'm the singer and rhythm guitar player.
Fantastic.
I'm Ross. I play guitar.
I'm Ben, and I'm the bass player.
Ben and the bass player.
I'm Nathan. I'm the talent of the group.
Nathan, keyboard talent, and the best dressed tonight.
And well,
thank you very much.
Listeners.
Thank you.
The hats, and
sir.
Hat.
Sir, behind the.
I'm Kevin. I'm the drummer.
And he's got the coolest shirt.
Yeah. That's just your opinion, man.
Tell the listeners about your shirt.
That's the Black Dahlia Murder. I got it at the Canal Club for my friend Corey, but forgot to give it to him.
So, has he been wearing it ever since?
Yes, I have.
Are you gonna? Do you have plans on giving it to him?
No, not anymore.
No, it's because it's a cool shirt. I like it.
I think you should just give it to him. Like, just you've got the long sleeve undershirt under it. Just give them both as is.
Yeah.
Like, wear it for another week, like straight. Like, sleep in it. Sleep in it. Shower in it. Don't shower. Actually, just sleep in it.
Don't shower. Oh, you.
And then and be like, oh, hey, I forgot to give you this shirt.
Where is it?
Fantastic. So, where can people find out some stuff about Vega Omega? Where can people get in touch with you guys?
Facebook, mainly.
Facebook? What is that?
Facebook's awesome.
I'm not familiar with that.
Facebook? We've got our main band page on Facebook. I think is it facebook.com/Vega Omega or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. If you search us on Google, it's pretty much the first thing that comes up.
It is the second thing that comes up.
What's first?
Something about Vega... antioxidant omega.
We're gonna have to do something.
Yeah. I'll contact the people at Google.
And there's
so are you guys full of antioxidants? Or
of course yeah.
Fish oil?
Not me.
No.
I had some shrimp yesterday.
You had some shrimp yesterday?
That's got fish oil in it, right?
I don't know if shrimp or...
it's
close. We'll
it
give
could,
you the
it could
one,
be,
you
it,
a point.
It could be. Omega also means the last.
Yeah.
So it could be that there will be no other Vegas beyond you because you're so awesome.
And it's a Street Fighter character.
The Vega is.
Of course you can
do that.
That is true. That is true. Bringing back old school. Yeah. So is that where you guys got the name?
No, we got the name because Ross thought.
You know, we're trying. We're giving it to you.
Wikipedia. Oh, so you just made it up?
Yeah, I just made it up.
So no, like history behind it then?
I think it's a star or something somewhere.
All right, this is perfect because throughout the show, randomly, I'm going to be asking you random trivia questions about Vega, the star, and Omega. Greek letter.
Sweet. So, I'll win.
Isn't Vega an actual system? Or is it?
We're going to find out, Roger.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, that'll be great.
Yeah, we're going to find all.
My curiosity will be satiated.
All about it. All right. But we're going to go ahead and. Is Sean trying to talk?
Hi, Sean.
Hey.
How you doing, Sean?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Cool.
Wow, I can actually hear him and is not distorting.
That Very is nice. Awesome.
Everything's working. What's wrong?
I don't know.
I'm not used to this.
I was talking fantastic. Very quietly.
I'm knock on wood.
I didn't know. Now I know why your head is so perfectly shaped.
Yeah, that's why.
Because it's wooden.
It is wooden.
And sanded.
You know, I got to watch out, though. I got termites sometimes.
Well, everything has its downfall.
It does.
It's a fatal flaw. All right, guys, it is time to take a break, play a tune. We're going to be back with some live tunes from Vega Omega, but right now this is the Manifestivus with My Thoughts and Their Spores.
Cool.
Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Comrade, join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Have I got to lose to the demon in my head? It's telling me what to do. If I let him lead, then I would never know that I can knock him down with just one stroke. I'm sick for anger. I'm sick for love. I will not be the one with my hand outside the glove. With a chain you knew is the imposter in your bed who you've given in to. Feverish night, you are not alone. There's a hurt inside that you've never known. I'm sick for anger. I'm sick.
That was E-Carg by Vega Omega live here on Radio Rubber Room. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did.
E-Carg, E-Carg. I always love when I say things perfectly. It doesn't happen all the time. All right, so Vega Omega, let's get some history about you guys. When did you guys get started? How long have you guys been together?
Me and Ross have been playing together for what, like 5 years, six yeah, years now?
Mm-hmm.
5 or 6 years.
And we started writing songs together, and mm-hmm. Kevin's been Ross's friend forever, so... He came, played some drums with us.
He's like, hey man, play some drums.
Yeah, yeah, we've gone through a few different people, but we got Nate. When did you start playing with us? Like 2 years ago?
Yeah, just about 2 or 3 years ago. I was friends with Ross's wife.
Uh-huh.
Family friends for a while.
Me and him are in a different band. That's how I met
also.
Him.
Oh, you're also in a... You were also yeah, in currently. A band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What band would that be?
It is called 2G.
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 Yeah. It's a cover band.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very nice. So, you guys have been together a couple years, but you guys do have some recordings out there now, right? EP or album?
Well, we've gone into the studio and recorded pretty much 2 full albums, but we haven't actually released them or done anything with them.
Any plans to, or...?
There's always plans.
Yeah.
Yeah, we plan to. We kind of procrastinate a little bit.
What's holding you back from releasing them?
We ran out of money.
That's one thing.
That happens a lot.
The
yeah.
first one we chose to go back and redo, like with 10 different songs.
Uh-huh.
And with him.
Talent remember.
So just
and then we ran out of money.
So just re-record the whole album?
Yeah, we kind of scrapped the first one.
So you spent all that money on
well,
it?
Well,
there's different
songs.
You guys need a manager.
Probably.
So the one album we're gonna go back and redo, and the second one.
No, it wasn't a redo. I don't know why you worded it like that. Yeah, it was just like we decided to scrap that and go with like whole new songs.
Gotcha.
Because we had the new keyboard player, we had a new bass player.
So then second, the follow-up album to the unreleased album.
Still unreleased.
Yeah. No, that's in the process of being recorded.
Wait, yeah,
we're
hoping we'll be able to get something done with it.
I think we're waiting to get new members.
New members?
Re-record.
It's just got to be mastered and
you guys are great with money. So it just needs to be some finishing touches on it, mixed or...
Pretty much,
yeah. It's mixed. We just need to get it mastered, and then we need artwork, and we need to send it out and get it printed.
So what's the total cost you're looking for? And where can people send money?
They can send money. They know where to find us if they want to.
They can just come
just send it to your Facebook page. So you guys do you play regularly? Once a month still at City Dog?
Yeah,
third Saturdays usually. It's been getting changed up a little bit lately. Like we're playing the 21st end of the world party with our good friends, the Mystery Ship.
The 21st, it
really something special.
Friday
the end of
the
world.
21st. Yeah.
So.
How do you feel like City Dogs and the Fan?
How do you feel? How do you guys feel about that? Are you guys excited for the end of the world and to be playing it?
Yeah, I mean, playing music. Yeah. The world ends. It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Sean is over here trying to chime
all
in.
All I can do is sign language. Sign language.
I can hear you now.
Yeah. Oh. Cool. End of the world.
End of the world.
I don't. I was like, I had something to say like an hour ago. I don't know. I forgot.
You forgot your question?
I don't know. My mom's texting me and stuff.
Your mom's texting. She's texting me too.
What the heck?
Is that bad?
It's all right. No.
I don't even know she's texting me.
She just texts you.
So you don't have a question?
I mean, I want to ask the band like because they have a really cool sound.
Thank
which
you.
I like.
Is that your question?
What was? Do you guys remember like any of you guys specifically have a good story about this or? What's the first album you ever bought?
Ace of Base. The Sign. Yeah,
that's cool.
Oh, you just said that on the radio.
he's not even,
dude,
he's not even embarrassed about
and
it.
He's pretty proud about it.
Cassette and compact disc.
Ooh, at least it wasn't an 8-track, you know.
So we're talking that first album
very
you ever
first,
bought
like with your
that
own
I ever
money?
Bought with my own money was Ace of Base.
How old were you then?
I had to have been... 8 or 9.
Oh, yeah, that's perfectly acceptable. I'm not even going to get into it.
No, it wasn't like last week, you know.
I just bought it.
I bought 2 on the same day. It was Matchbox 20 and TLC. Crazy
Ooh.
Sexy Cool.
Nice.
And go with the TLC. The Matchbox 20, there's no excuse ever. I don't care how old you are.
I bought Kill 'Em All.
Kill 'Em All.
Kill 'Em All?
Let God sort 'em out.
That's my favorite.
How old were you, Sean?
I was 9.
9?
Listening to Metallica.
Yeah, you started out early.
Yep.
You started out early, sir. So, guys, to raise the funds, you do have the City Dogs gig. Are you guys putting that towards it, or...
All money we make from shows pretty much goes...
Yeah, we don't divvy it up into, like, shares. We just kind of keep it as band money.
Yeah.
It's beer and band money.
Beer and band money.
Yeah.
So beer money.
Yeah.
That's
beer money.
Essentially
beer money. So, but have you guys thought about doing anything, like, say, a Kickstarter or anything to raise it, to get it done and out there?
We've never talked about it, you know?
No, I mean, we're all pretty busy.
So lazy.
It's just, some are lazy, some are busy.
Yeah.
It's a fine line.
I don't think I don't consider it being lazy. I just find it that it's smart to set less goals a day.
It is. Less disappointment in the end.
You know, yeah, just feel like, man, today I set out to shower and success.
And I did.
What a productive day.
And I brushed my teeth, too.
I did brush my teeth. I still have not yet showered.
Still productive.
But, you know.
Still productive.
I live by your system, so I feel like I did all right today.
Like, I think my next goal is, like, nothing. I don't know. Sleep.
And do you think you're going to accomplish that goal, Sean?
I don't know. There's Red Bull now in my system. So, you never know.
You look wired.
Yeah.
You look really wired.
I got the wings and everything.
As wired as he gets.
Yeah.
I injected it into my veins.
Did you see what he just did? He just went like this. He just stood up really fast. And then he sat back down.
Huh. Wow, that's hyper, man.
I ran around the whole building, actually, and then I came back in and you didn't even notice.
It's like K-Pack. You're going to K-Pack.
Red
back.
Bull does give you wings, I believe. So it's just not a priority in the lives right now, or is it? Kevin's looking like I want to record the album.
I don't know. I don't know what our problem is because we did it before. We concentrate so hard on just getting in there and recording it, and then once we have it, we're just kind of like, all right, works accomplished.
Yeah.
You know?
So, other than the City Dogs gigs, what do you guys got lined up? That you can tell the people about. Where can they come see you otherwise?
Ross's house.
Ross's house.
In practice. Yeah, we'll play for you.
Tuesdays, Fridays, and sometimes.
Depending on the alcohol.
Blood system. I don't even know when our next show is after that.
Well, there might not be one. The world's going to end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Is that why
my eggs in that basket.
So, no booking until you see how that goes.
Yeah.
You know they found more calendars, right?
Did they really?
That's a lie.
No, they found more calendars.
Sure more Mayan calendars?
Yeah, they found more calendars after that one.
I think it's how does that make you feel?
Are you gonna get on the booking tomorrow?
I guess so.
just for the record, the calendar that we go by, it ends every year. And then it just starts up again.
That is a fun-filled fact that I don't think a lot of people consider.
They don't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people just don't know that. That's why it's a great Christmas present every year.
Yeah.
Great Christmas. I get one every year with kittens or something. It's very nice.
Kittens.
It's very nice.
Oh, yeah. I always get like the hygiene tip of the day one.
And you lose it.
Yeah.
Just a suggestion.
I pull off like 20 at a time because I forget.
What, 20 days?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's March 3rd, but it's really November 9th. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to go through and do 400 days worth of tips. I'm done with all those.
You'd be super clean.
They make really good toilet paper, though.
Well, that's a step in the right direction, I guess.
As long as it's not the glossy stuff. The glossy stuff, but
oh, that's messy.
Never mind.
That is
glossy.
The worst.
Oh, the calendars?
The calendars. Oh, no, yeah.
You need that
papery. Hard, 15 count, hardcore... glossy, high resolution paper. Oh, it's murder.
That's what I used to shave.
And obviously, you do a great job at it.
I know. I get really close, like
yeah,
an inch.
No one pulls off the neck beard like you pull off the neck beard, sir.
I was thinking about shaving actually everything except for the bottom inch of my neck beard, so it's just kind of like really low cut. It looks like I have a big face, kind of.
you'd be like the extreme Amish.
Like it looks like I have a helmet on or something.
With a strap.
Hey, Roger, don't make fun of the Amish on the radio.
I'm not.
They might be listening.
Yeah,
they might be listening.
What's a light bulb? Anyway.
How many Amish people does it take to change the light bulb, Roger?
What's a light bulb?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, guys.
Hi, guys. Oh, there's a band over there. Hi, guys.
What is your favorite type of calendar? Do you like the whole big junk that you can write on, or the one you can flip, or just the one a page with the Sean's tips on it?
I don't use a calendar.
You don't use a calendar?
I don't believe in time.
You don't believe in time?
No, or days.
I'm with you there. So what time is it now?
Yes.
Exactly.
I like your attitude. My favorite kind is right behind you. I like the big wall one that you can write on. And
the blogger.
Apparently Roger believes in time.
I believe in some time.
You're lost, man. You're lost.
Guys, so we are about to take another break, but I do want to hit you with a Vega trivia question.
All
right. All right. Are you ready?
He's going to answer.
You don't have to get it right. Whoever knows
choice?
It. Absolutely not. Vega is the brightest star in what constellation? Anybody?
Milky Way.
No.
Constellation, dude. Come on, man.
No? Anybody? Anybody?
Let's say the Big Dipper.
That is close. That is close.
Little Dipper.
But I have no idea if that's close or not. It is the biggest star in the constellation Lyra. Lyra.
My next guess.
Like Italian money? Like old Italian money?
I don't know. That's just what Wikipedia is telling me.
Maybe Libra?
No, Lyra.
How do you spell it?
L-Y-R-A.
The B is silent and not in there.
It's silent
and no, because I've got the pronunciation.
It's silent.
I've got the pronunciation right in front of me. It's fine. All right, guys. It is time to take a break. We're going to be back with more live tunes from Vega Omega. And we're talking to the guys. But right now, this is Proverbial with Irie.
Loved one of yours died because of the use of vitamins. Vitamins may have come in contact with the food on your family's table. If you have noticed any of these symptoms, contact your medical health professional immediately. Feeling overly healthy, having regular bowel movements, great muscle to fat ratio, extended life, great skin, hair, and teeth, increased sex drive and performance, and you may or may not be entitled to a cash reward. If so, contact the law offices of Radio Rub Room at www.radiorubroom.podbean.com.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Dan action figure comes equipped with hand-to-mouth food-eating action.
Oh, I just ate, but I'm so hungry.
Throw Dan in some water and watch his belly grow two times its normal size.
Mine just pooped.
Or shake him really hard and listen to him breathe heavy like he just ran a marathon. Radio Rubber Room action figures. New from Spoofco. Collect all three.
Hey, man. It's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. Now, I have a lot of experience with cake, and I mean a lot of experience. And I'm going to show you how to make some of my favorites. This is Sean's Baked Goods. It's great. I make cakes, eat cakes, I tell you how to make cakes. Sean's Baked Goods, you're going to love it. Start by mixing eggs and milk and stuff in, like, a bowl or something with whatever mixing tools you have available. The next thing you want to do is add, like, a pound of bacon. Like, if you deep fry the bacon first, that's on point, but if not, that's cool too. Preheat the oven to, like, 420. Lather a baking pan with sausage gravy until there's like an inch or more. Pour the cake batter evenly into the pan, man, and place it in the oven for like 10 minutes. Remove the whole jank from the oven and add like 1 pound of cheese. Cheddar Monterey Jack is my preferred, but man, cheese is cheese. This cake is gonna be crucial. Place it back in the oven, which should still be preheated to like cool 420. And after like 10 minutes or something, pull that thing out and place it on like a windowsill or something, like a ledge where wind's blowing. And after like it cools off, that thing is ready. It's gonna be bomb. The next thing you wanna do while it's cooling is make like frosting, cause it's delicious. Melt any combination of your favorite candy bars into a bowl, like with fire or something, like heat those candy bars up until they're melted. Then mix in Doritos so you can add crunchiness to your frosting, chocolatey and crunchy. Apply generous portions of frosting to the cake. Add 10 more bacon slices. You can never have too much ham, man. Next, apply ranch dressing. If you don't have ranch, Thousand Island is cool, or just plain mayonnaise. I started this one previously. Let's try it. What a complexity of flavor combinations, dude. What? What the hell? Doggone it. I forgot jelly beans, dude. Ah, frustration becomes me.
Told you she's a whore.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and you're listening to Radio Rebel Room, live on 102.9 FM in Richmond, or as a podcast on www.radiorebelroom.podbean.com, or Radio Rebel Room on iTunes. Some people say I'm a cougar, some people call me a groupie, but I just love music, and I know you do too.
Keeps on changing, the world it's rearranging. He cannot steal our every thought. Soon I'll understand this fake reality, find out what I need for my soul to be free. Soon I'll understand this fight's for, and I'll live my life never wishing for more. They force you to follow what you don't want to, growing the seeds that they have sown. The lonely pain is lost, all that you want of us
is to agree he's on the throne. But you've got to hurry, your years are drawing to an end. Harmony is only found when he is not around. Ain't no use in trying to pretend. Am I the only one to question our life's run? Ain't we meant for more than this? Soon I'll understand this fake reality. Find out what I need for my soul to be free. Soon I'll understand what we're fighting for. And I'll live my life never wishing for more.
That was Baby You'll Never live here on Radio Rubber Room. That is Vega Omega. So as far as so we talked about the monthly show every third Saturday, it's City Dogs. What can people expect when they come see a Vega Omega show?
A variety of covers.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Yeah, we usually try and have a lot of new covers for each show, mm-hmm. as many as we can get down, you know.
And how extensive, obviously two albums, is the original material?
A lot more than that. A ton of original songs.
Yeah, we have like our set lists are pretty long, and we end up cutting like 5 or 6 songs every night.
Cool.
Instead of being tired or drunk.
Have you guys ever, I guess this is a question for a horizontal button pressing guy.
Oh, that's called a keyboard, Sean.
Oh.
It's all right. Everybody's new at one point.
Can you finger out a little Peanuts theme song for us?
I could try.
Oh.
Is that what you want to hear right now, Sean?
Yeah, desperately.
Right. I mean,
da, 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 da,
it's up to him, Sean.
I
guess he's going to do it. I guess he's going to do it.
I've never played piano before in my life.
He's walking over to the keyboard right now, so here we go. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, that you guys are now.
That was Vega Omega with Peanuts theme.
All right, you guys lost the point on the trivia earlier, but you guys just gained a point back. So you guys.
I didn't realize there were actual points involved here. Are there points?
So now you guys
I'm working
zero.
On it. I'm working out a system.
0 points.
So you guys are now at 0 points. Very good.
Were
you satisfied, Sean?
Yeah, that was awesome.
You look like
he just did that like it was nothing.
I know you can't see him from there, but he is glowing. He's glowing.
Mm-hmm.
I can see your aura from here.
And I don't think it's just the grease.
I might see you guys as every show now. But I'm going to be in the back like, Peanuts theme! Peanuts!
I'll throw something at you. Ask them. I throw my tambourine all the time.
And you know, some people, they always ask for, you know, like, Freebird! We've got Peanuts!
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a... frustrated vendor at a baseball.
I think Freebird has long since worn itself out. Other than it, like maybe like sporting events or something. Somewhere makes no sense. I can accept it then.
Where it makes no sense.
Church, like a wedding.
Church, yeah.
No, funeral. Exactly. Funeral. Not at a wedding. Funeral. Exactly not at a wedding.
You don't think it makes sense at a wedding?
Worst place for it. It's been done, sir. It's been done. But should we switch that to Peanuts now? Can Peanuts be the new Freebird?
It can that
be. So cool.
Peanuts theme?
We start that. Let's start that.
So, I'll play that at a
circumcision. Freebird. Oh, Briss. That's the new Briss theme.
All right, so from now on, if you're the drunk guy at the wedding, no more Freebird, yell Peanuts theme.
Well, you know, and if the Moyle, he sings that song, then you'll let him keep the tip.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you for getting that. You
know. I understand about a Moyle. That was my second career choice compared to the radio show host.
Radio show host, Moyle.
I've always been good at snipping. I don't know, so it just seemed like a right thing.
You have a studio full of guys going, ugh, ooh, yeah.
And I'm just like, snip!
Oh, awkward.
Awkward silence.
Awkward,
now.
Good. Good job, Sean. All right, so yeah, so are you guys inspired to work that into your set maybe now?
Yes, yeah, I'll do that so. Whenever we take a alcohol, urine, or pass out break.
You're gonna
I'll play.
Hopefully not in that order.
Hey, I'm gonna go pass out.
Or maybe in that order.
That sounds like a good order.
Pick, so I'm gonna fall down and sit down on the ground.
I guess yeah.
As long as pass out comes after urine.
Yeah,
I hate
exactly.
It when the other it's the other.
When you pass out and then that's and then just
the
no good.
It's just no fun. It's the worst.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it depends on the weather. If it's cold outside, I wake up and I'm like, huh.
I'm warm now.
Yeah, nice. But if it's really cold outside, then I'm like, why is my pants frozen solid?
Well, now you know. Now you know.
Mm-hmm. Two awkwardness things in the space of 10 minutes.
Great. So, guys, do you have any plans to record a third album and not release it?
And you're going
to get the backlog material.
Maybe you guys can come out with,
new album?
You guys,
does anybody have plans on quitting? Looking around the room.
I wasn't listening.
Are you guys willing to die for a live show?
D-I-E? Die?
Die, yes, die.
For or during?
Like, let's say you're a live show and there's, a fire in the building. Do you stop playing or do you just,
We go down with the
show. You're the band on the Titanic, man.
You go down
nearer my God to thee.
So is that
the
consensus in the band? You guys just keep playing?
Yeah, I think that's the most part.
Actually, I got an interesting stop playing. The dude stole a sign.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We were playing at City Dogs a few months ago, and I kind of play at an angle in the back so I can kind of see the road or the sidewalk. And in the middle of the song, some dude was walking by and just straight up stole their sign, the rectangular type of sign that's outside.
Yeah,
a little sign. Just
walked away with it.
What
wow.
Playing?
Yeah, so I was trying to yell at the bouncer to let him know, but he wasn't hearing me, so I stopped the song.
Yo, man, you don't tell on nobody.
It's all things to steal, man.
And end up
just
in ditches.
The sign with our name written on it in magic marker.
Now that guy has a legendary thing inside of his house.
No, he didn't get it. The bouncer tracked him.
Oh.
The bouncer ran after.
Chased him.
That's a fairly big sign.
And they're expensive, man. Those things are hundreds of dollars.
How far did he? So you didn't actually go chase him down. Now you should have went.
The bouncer went and chased him down.
Yeah, you didn't run out with him and
tackle
him.
I just want to say, when the bouncer was running out after him, perfect time for the Peanuts theme.
That would have been perfect. Now we know.
Now you know. So the whole song stuff. Did you guys keep playing?
They played for a few seconds. I guess they thought I'd messed up. But this time.
Is that what you do when you mess up? Is you just stop playing? You're like, I don't even care.
That guy stole something.
This song is over to me. I messed up.
Actually, we were playing a song the other weekend at City Dogs, and I was playing drums. He was singing and playing guitar, and he fell down. He fell down in the middle of the song. We played through it.
He dropped his pick first, then he tried to pick it up.
And then he fell over.
Wait, who did?
I did.
You were playing guitar. So if you're playing guitar, who was playing drums?
I was playing drums.
So you guys swapped?
We swapped, yeah.
And you fell?
It's not so much that I fell, it's kind of like I don't know, it was kind of a slow motion thing.
Were you standing and then laying?
Yeah.
Yes. I saw him.
No,
standing.
I wasn't totally laying. I was standing to like Indian sitting.
Style. I'm trying to make
standing
it
sound sitting.
Worse
than yeah. it was. So you dropped your pick. Mm-hmm. You went to pick it up and face planted.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the ground just
no,
punched
no, no.
Your
didn't
face.
Face plant. Didn't face plant.
Was the guitar okay?
Yeah, guitar.
The that's the main
it
thing.
It was soft fall.
Because we can get a new Kevin.
you'll heal.
The moral of that story or whatever is the fact that we played through it.
Did.
Wow. Kept trucking. Kept trucking. Yeah. Have you ever fell off your drum set?
I'm sure that's happened.
I don't think so. Not that I can remember. I know I've instead of dropping my sticks, sometimes my hands will get sweaty and I'll like launch them into the crowd. Like that's they'll kind of shoot out of my hand instead of just dropping them. That's happened.
Lawsuit.
So, is it safe to say wear eye protection to a Vega Omega show? Like
hurt.
Safety goggles.
Yeah, we're the Gallagher of local bands.
Yeah. So you guys special. Now, has anyone else ever fell down on stage?
No.
Not yet. No.
What are the odds you think that someone else will in the near future?
Very, very likely.
Yeah.
I like to jump a lot. do my kicks.
They were talking about that during the break, and they asked you very nicely that just to feel free. I know we're on the radio, people can't see it. But you know you didn't do any kicks, and I was ready for kicks.
Okay, I'll do some.
So next song you got to promise that you're gonna do some kicks. Now it's full on scissor kicks.
No, it's more like Beavis and Butthead dancing style kicks.
Okay.
Like a little shin kick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shin kick.
Can you do a scissor kick? Because I think a scissor kick is a lost art. How do you feel about that?
I'm thinking high jump when you say that. So
yeah.
The old-fashioned...
High jump, scissor kick, spandex. Yeah.
It's really old stuff, though. That's old school,
that
man.
That was the best thing about the 80s. Is the scissor kicks.
Kick and spandex.
Wasn't the music, it was the scissor kicks.
Or the
80s. No, I like the leg warmers, personally.
Mm. I mean, you wear them all the time, so...
I know, and they fit on my arms, too.
Yeah. You never get cold?
Never get cold. Awkward pause number three.
So guys, are you guys ready for another trivia question?
Absolutely.
All right, another trivia question for Vega Omega. The last one was a Vega question. This is going to be an Omega question. Don't look at my computer screen. Which number of the Greek alphabet is Omega? He's
which
counting.
Letter?
He's counting
which
on his...
number?
No, which number? Like in the alphabet? How many in?
Okay.
Like, is it the seventh? Is it the tenth? It's not the seventh or the tenth. He's counting on his fingers. Yeah. He's counting on his fingers.
I was in a fraternity. I had to learn the alphabet.
Oh yeah.
Alpha, beta,
so
gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, eta, eta, kappa,
okay.
Lambda, mu, nice. Yeah.
Mu, nu, xi, omicron. Phi, chi, psi, omega, maybe.
Phi,
chi, psi, omega.
So what number is it?
He's counting.
26.
No.
He's second time through the fingers.
Sigma tau, upsilon, phi chi psi omega, 24.
Oh man, he just got you guys in the positive.
Good
you guys,
job.
This guy right here is your linchpin.
Linchpin.
On a technical, they did say four wrong answers first.
What's that?
On a technical, they said four wrong answers first.
Who did?
Everyone in the band.
Oh really?
Yeah. I think they were just going through possibilities. They didn't actually say final answer.
You think out loud.
That's right. They're thinking out loud.
Not loud.
I'm gonna
go half a point. How about half a point?
One half.
We're half a
man.
Point. 0.5.
We're half a point.
I think you should get a bonus point just because he actually knows the alphabet. You know, because that's us frat guys.
All right, Roger. We'll step it
Brothers
back up to
life.
One.
That's right, man.
What if he plays the Peanuts theme again?
No,
that's over.
That's over. That is over. So, guys, a little bit about the Richmond music scene. What are some other bands you like going on out there right now? You guys going to see much other local music right now?
A little bit, yeah. I dig Mystery Ship. I'm friends with those.
Yeah,
guys.
That's great.
They're solid, man.
Yeah.
Most of the bands we play with are pretty cool people.
Yeah, what other bands you guys playing? No, the City Dogs gig, are you guys, that's not just by yourself. You guys have another band playing with you, or are
it's
you guys
mostly
playing?
Mostly by ourselves. This one coming up, we're playing with Mystery Ship.
With Mystery Ship?
With Squeak Armageddon.
Who, what are some other bands you've been playing with, though, over the last couple of years?
Top, Rolling Stones.
Really?
I think I heard
Classic
of those guys.
Shine.
Yeah, Classic Moonshine, Something Clever.
Schizo Sound Movement.
Downbeat Switch.
Love those guys.
We've never played with them, but I really liked my drum teacher's band. They were called the Party Crashers.
Party Crashers?
They played at Taylor's on Hull Street every like other Thursday. They're really good.
So, but any other bands that you haven't played with yet that you're like, man, I'd love to play with them. I'd love to get out there and play with them.
I don't know. Yeah,
no BS. No BS? I'd love to get them on the show. I just don't know how we'd fit that whole horn section in here.
I probably could take two or three guys in here.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. You could put some guys outside in the back and open up the window.
We could always have somebody outside the window. Yeah. That's always an option.
Absolutely.
That's I'd like to play with Mead Skelton. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
I have. I've known Mead for
he's pretty high on our list.
A long time.
We recorded at the same place. And that's kind of how we got into it.
Oh, yeah.
Did he not release it either?
He released his stuff, which is kind of lame. Okay. We kind of don't go that route. But we release it. If you see me on the street and ask for a CD, I will release it from my hand into yours.
Wait, so you guys have CDs?
I mean, we have burned ones. We just give them away at the shows.
Do you have a
write
sticker?
Funny things on.
Oh, that's mean, so that means it's released?
Yeah.
Just because you're not, you know, demanding.
Oh, no, it's not like we're not letting people hear it. We just don't get packaged.
See, you know, go ahead, man.
You guys have any other merch available?
No. We have some unreleased shirts, unreleased posters.
Final stage.
I think you got a marketing plan right there, man.
We have a sticker, but it's not even in the design phase.
It's like
it doesn't even stick. It's just it's just printed. Part. You got a sticker printed on a piece of paper.
And it's like made with a pencil.
We could sell you some business cards.
It's like an index card that you like wrote Vega Omega on.
No, they're legit business cards.
You should just take the business cards and throw them in Toby's.
Yeah, it'll block the change for the next, like, 14 people.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to reach in there and grab it, and then...
Oh! Awesome band.
Hey, let's hire them.
That's the plan. Give me a stack. I'll take care of it tomorrow. Give me a stack. I'll take care of it tomorrow.
If you throw 50 pennies into the toll booth at one time, it takes, like, an hour.
You've done this.
All the time.
You obviously are not in a hurry.
When I look back on my life, I'm going to be like, all those hours I wasted throwing pennies into the toll booth.
How did you count 50 before you...
I just throw in a whole fistful, and then I wait for it to count down, and sometimes it'll end on, like, 9, and then I meticulously count 9 pennies out of the reject thing.
You've got a system, sir. You've got a system.
Throw them right back in there.
All right, guys, it is time to take a break. We're going to be back with some more live tunes from Vega Omega, but right now, this is Machine Gun Mustache with Say No More. Here on Radio Rubber.
Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Zazam here with Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. Hey, do you long to see world, go to magic place? Many things, very much fun to see and do? Lot of people do not know, but Afghanistan, amazing land famous for most juicy delicious mango. And world number one export of heroin and lithium, make for very popular American battery. Do you love sand? Have you ever longed to use bathroom behind shrub in desert and wipe clean with own hand? Then pack up your luggage bag and hey, Don't forget burka to hide face of woman servant you bring with. When plan your next trip, plan trip to wonderful and amazing world of Afghanistan and witness hand first many glorious map locations like cave, other cave, mountain, burnt hospital, third cave far from first cave, pile of rock that used to be school, and most favorite local attraction, crater in middle of ground from bomb. While you here, forget not play one of national pastime game like stick wheel, or throw a piece of candy in group of kid and watch them fight. Zazam accommodate you very well while you stay in luxurious five-star hotel cave or brand new old exploded military transport cousin Aziz transformed to comfortable sleep cabin with authentic dog skin rug. Classy, right? What wait for you? You could be burning life-size doll of famous American dictator or stoning woman in street while you eat mango. Zazam's wonderful world of Afghan travel agency. You book now and I throw in free pass to national theme park named Patch of Dirt with Goat. Tattoo 3. Afghanistan, you're going to love our mangoes.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right.
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
NBC News Radio, I'm Veronica Dela Cruz. President Obama took his campaign to beat the fiscal cliff on the road today. NBC's Daniel Lee reports.
Avoiding the bickering on Capitol Hill today, President Obama headed to Northern Virginia. He sat down with Tiffany Santana and her family to put a face on the fiscal cliff. Tiffany had used Twitter to tell the president her family can't afford a tax increase.
Economist Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics says not fixing the fiscal cliff issue would spell trouble.
If policy is unchanged and we go over the cliff and there's no change after that, the hit to GDP in 2013 will be 3.5 percentage points.
New York City has agreed to pay nearly $10 million in a lawsuit filed by 10 disabled people who are fraudulently adopted and subjected to years of abuse. The lawsuit claims the woman who undertook the adoptions did so as part of a scam to defraud the city of more than $1.6 million. This is NBC News Radio. Secretary of State Clinton met with Russia's foreign minister today to try to come up with a solution to the fighting in Syria. Meantime, the U.S. continues to threaten severe consequences if the Syrian government should use chemical weapons. Bob Costantini has the story.
With NBC News reporting that U.S. officials believe Syrian forces have begun to load bombs with chemicals that could make sarin nerve gas, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is warning.
There will be consequences if the Assad regime makes a terrible mistake.
Senator John McCain is a frequent critic of President Obama's decision not to get directly involved in Syria.
All of those who argued for non-intervention because of the things that might happen now happen because we failed to intervene.
The threat of sarin gas may be real, but the administration continues to not say what the consequences of its use would be. Bob Costantini, NBC News Radio, Washington.
I'm Veronica Dela Cruz, NBC News Radio.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your RV.
Hey there, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since GEICO helped you save money on your RV insurance, we've been roaming a lot more. I'll never forget our night in Flagstaff. It was so epic you painted a mural of it on my side. Although I don't remember the Arctic wolves, the wild stallions, or the Bengal tiger. Weird.
GEICO could help you save on your RV insurance. And that should make you and your RV very happy.
Give a garden. You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a garden. Give a garden.
Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
This season at the Home Depot, Husky 65-piece mechanics tool sets are just $29.88. These tools are new, improved, and guaranteed forever. And they're even more affordable. So what you give the do-it-yourselfer on your list can be a little gift to your wallet, too. Because you gave the gift of doing with a Husky 65-piece mechanics tool set for just $29.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for...
back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room, live on 102.9 FM. We're here with Vega Omega. It's time for 10 minutes with Sean and the band. I'm Sean. You're the band.
And just for everyone, 10 minutes with Sean. Me and Sean switch. I go to Sean's room. Sean takes my seat. And I must say, Sean, this room smells like you.
Like my feet, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what is going on with my feet.
Oh, my.
I don't know.
It is so is that weird. I smelled that coming in, man. I know it was you. I thought it was the construction stuff next door.
You need to soak them in bleach. You guys ever soaked your feet in bleach?
Not once.
Tried it,
so let's get to the 10 minutes. You guys got any questions for me? You plan anything out?
Tons.
Prepared? No?
How long did it take to grow your beard?
I shaved last night, and then I just, you know, I wake up in the morning and I... comes right out.
You're like Santa Claus.
I'm like an X-Man, kind of. But my only skill is that I can grow my beard.
You're just like a... Mm-hmm. Ordinarily strange.
I can retract it too, but I have to go home real fast and then come back.
Oh. Is that what they call a single member of the X-Men? An X-Man?
An X-Man, yes. One X-Man. So,
okay.
And that is
needed.
Mm-hmm. There's no punctuation on there. There's no kind of similar thing. It is the one man X.
Okay. So no hyphen.
So definitely a cool sound you guys got, like a I guess rock. Rock? Do you guys say rock?
Yeah, we say rock.
People
ask me a lot, and I say bar rock, and jam
bar rock.
Bar rock, jam rock.
Get drunk and listen music.
Yeah, metal or heavy metal.
Stuff you would hear at a bar and want to sometimes dance to, if you feel like it.
I find it very hard to describe.
Do you ever get like?
It really is.
Like, what's the oldest woman you've ever gotten to dance to your music?
Remember that
Ross's
we played at the Element.
Ross's aunt.
Ross's aunt.
Ross's aunt, we literally cannot play a song that she won't dance to.
Her and Kevin actually have a wager going.
I was going to write a song that she couldn't dance to.
You should write one death metal song or something.
She'd dance to it.
She would headbang. Would she throw a fist? Mosh with me, maybe?
Maybe.
She would grow an angry tree.
That would be awesome. I would love to mosh with an old woman.
It's just got to be something that has like no... like. Set rhythm to it so she can't actually dance to it.
Oh yeah, so there's no way. Like just ominous tones, maybe.
Yeah. Just like
boom. Background for like crime
wait a few seconds.
I've been trying to think of my own holiday called Mosh Everywhere Day. You just like pretty much like go to the bank and like you're waiting in line, just mosh with all the people.
That'd be a fun thing.
We go to the nursing home, mosh it up. You know,
that's
whatever.
Another funeral thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Moshing at a funeral, dude.
Wherever, just Mosh Everywhere Day.
And then your Peanuts theme.
That would be awesome. I definitely mosh to the Peanuts theme.
We could do
but then, in observance of that holiday, would you not mosh at the metal show?
If I went to a metal show on Mosh Everywhere Day, I don't know. It would kind of be like in the not spirit of the holiday. It would be like that. I should be moshing here. Like this is Mosh Everywhere Day. I'm gonna go see Britney Spears or something and mosh with a bunch of 14-year-old girls.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You don't get that kind of opportunity.
Not often, no.
Like, I definitely would.
In fact,
know.
They have a court order against you because the last time you did that. You know.
They don't like you pulling their hair and punching them in the face. That's just. It was. I was getting into it. I was in the zone, you know?
I feel like that's just a compliment.
You know, you mosh. Cover your face and flail. Who doesn't know that? Come on now. Those dummies. You ever got caught beating up a 14-year-old girl? Any of you guys?
We wrote a song about it, actually.
No, you don't want that. I promise. No. I missed a good portion of my life because of that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
It was all right. You there holding the guitar.
Yeah.
Can you play a Peanuts theme? No, no. I was just kidding. You could, though. That would be awesome.
He sat here during the break and learned it.
Yeah.
Really?
Just in case
that, you guys are going to definitely, like, that could be your whole new thing. Like, so come see us live at City Dogs every third Saturday and hear Peanuts theme for 3 hours.
Every third
Saturday. We would actually do that.
So, wait, did he really learn it?
He did, yes. He fingered out the exact tablature.
Can we hear it? Can we hear it?
Do you wanna give us a little? You could.
You guys could see in the background.
You could just do it in like so many different kinds of genres. You could be like, yeah. this is the funky Peanuts, or this is the super heavy metal Peanuts theme. I love heavy metal, like, I don't know, just something about punching.
I don't know. Punching random strangers.
Anybody, you know, old ladies. Girls. I get a lot of my clothes at the nursing home, too, so, you know, it's the best place. Those old guys, they love to gamble on checkers, and they don't know when you cheat. <Really dumb. laughs>
And then you end up with their clothes. That's the thing.
They fall for clothes. About just any trick. You know, like, is that Bette Midler? Like, oh. And then I do a lot of this. And then I've got, like, four kings on the board, and they don't even question it.
Like, you know, there were kings and checkers.
I am totally going to get all your sports coats, and you're going to die in just a shirt. No sports coat for you. Would you guys, any of you guys do any extreme sports? We got any parkour guys up in here? Mm-hmm.
Any what?
Parkour? Parkour, you know about parkour?
I don't partake
you don't
in
know?
It personally. No. Mm.
What is that?
It's running. It's what you did when you were like 8 years old.
You gotta like run and swing off of stuff, like kick off a moving vehicle.
Yeah, you jump onto a ledge. You see it
sounds like a lot of fun.
You walk on like a flower pot or something.
You like gotta shimmy your body through really small orifices and things.
It's
like.
Just running across like a city and jumping through shit. Mm-hmm. Looking cool while you do
just
it.
Just
through
jump
stuff,
through stuff.
Through stuff,
jump
right?
Through stuff.
Stuff.
Jump through stuff.
Yeah.
I like
stuff. That. Jump around the ship, you know?
Yeah.
That's right.
It is my favorite hobby. I do that every day. Get up, parkour to the bathroom, you know, parkour to the kitchen, whatever.
See, the thing is, now it's like it's people are shooting at you at the same time. That's the adult version.
It is way more hardcore. And I like to live my life as hardcorely as possible.
It's a good word.
That's why I donate all my money to myself. So, just so I don't have any. It's more hardcore, you know.
That doesn't make sense.
Nah, that's Sean. Welcome to Sean's world.
Any of you guys got any children?
No.
Don't answer that question.
Yeah.
No.
As far as I know, no.
Besides food babies.
Do you think it... Oh, nice. I'm trying to have a food baby. I'm in food baby labor right now.
Huh. How far apart are the contractions?
Like, luckily, 15 minutes
or so. You had your bloody show yet?
I am dilated.
Oh, I don't want to hear about this. I don't think I want to hear about this.
If you do have a kid, are any of you guys going to, like, beat the music into them?
No.
Like, you must practice viola for 6 hours today and tomorrow tuba. Or else.
My kid's ears.
You will not eat food.
Become like Beethoven.
Play Beethoven's Fifth or you won't eat again.
Yeah.
Because I am definitely going to do that. I'm going to be like, if you can't play this, then you're going to be throwing the football for 9 hours. So, do you want to be inside or outside? What do you want to do?
It's your choices.
You could cook and clean up the whole house. I don't care, but one of those things is going to happen. You know, that's if they're a woman. If they're a man, football, music.
Well, you know, if they're a girl and you get them playing the low brass, they're got, I mean, the scholarships all the way through school.
Write a ticket. Hopefully I'll have a little Asian girl so that she'll be smart.
You know. Is the only way to have a smart girl?
I don't know. Asian. She'll be really talented. She'll carry me into the future.
Well, it was nice to have this show on the air, but now we're going to get shut down by every group that is being insulted.
I just
want
Yes, we will leave only single men in their 20s.
Single white men.
That is all we want. All right. Well, it was great 10 minutes with Sean and the band.
Yeah.
I'm Sean. You're the band. Keep up being the band.
It's been real.
It's
been real.
Thanks. That's what I do. I'm going to leave now.
It's been real. It's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun.
Yeah, I'm just ready to get out of this smelly room, quite honestly.
Dude,
I feel like I'm going to smell like this.
I left my shoes on for
these
guys.
I feel like I'm going to smell like this for the next 2 days.
I fell asleep at the yerb, and I feel like they were just all like, let's mess with Sean's feet and rub smelly stuff in them. Like, I don't know what happened. It's just weird. Like,
I wasn't sweating clearly because it was 9 degrees in the house.
Well, you know, it could have been that whole, you know, 40 days of hygiene that you forgot.
Oh, yeah. I ripped off those days all at one time. It went from right from trim your nose hair to trim your nose hair. And I was like, I'm not doing that. Pull it out with my fingers. I like the sneezing.
It is time to take a break. Don't worry, we're going to be back with more Vega Omega. But right now, this is Cardinal Compass with All I've Got.
That's it for me.
On. Are you ready?
Go ahead, Radley.
I'm Lee, Radley Rockwell Man, the greatest rocker what ever walked the earth. Do you have any idea where I'm right now?
Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber Room, is it? Oh yeah, man, Radio Room and the Radley Rockwell Radio Room Hour. 10 to midnight, every Thursday, 2.9 FM.
The Tobacco Company, located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like...
Want
to
burn something?
And...
Let's go peek in your neighbor's window.
And...
Go to your mom's purse and take out $10.
Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all three.
Welcome, my friends, to Alejandro's fine world of art. I'm Alejandro, your host, and today we will be painting a still life of fruit on a table.
First, pick your fruit and lay it gracefully on the table. Accent your fruit with candles and a bottle of fine wine for atmosphere. Be sure the fruit reflects the light just right. You can increase the luster by moistening them with oil. Apply generous amounts of oil to both hands and massage the fruit back and forth, showing plenty of attention to the tip. That should do it. Today I will be working with pastels. Mix the pastels until they are sticky, but still firm. Yes, sticky and firm. I prefer to use my hands so I can get very familiar with my material. Begin by sketching the basic shape of the fruit, so round and succulent. Round and succulent. Next, apply the paint in long, smooth strokes, making sure to accent the natural curves of the fruit. Oh yes, just like that. That's right, flick the brush around. Flick the brush around, yes, flick it. Flick it for texture, right there. Almost done, that's the spot. Oh dear, all finished. What a masterpiece. This has been Alejandro's Fine World of Art. Join us next time.
Is this thing on? Are you ready?
Go ahead, Radley.
I'm Radley. Radley Rockwell Man. The greatest rocker who ever walked the earth. Do you have any idea where I am right now?
Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber Room, is it? Oh yeah, man. Radio Rubber Room. In the Radley Rockwell Radio Rubber Room Hour. 10 to midnight. Every Thursday. On 102.9 FM.
Got into my car, half drunk. All my hopes and dreams just sunk. Tried to say everything, but found that my mind said nothing at all. I try to speak, my words come out bland and weak. Every time I try to say how I feel, you turn away. Thinking about last night, today, all the things I didn't say. Memories are scattered and blurred, still I wish I'd said those words.
Nothing at All by Vega Omega live here on Radio Rubber Room.
That was Nothing at All? Is that off the unreleased album?
The first unreleased album.
Yeah. Pretty cool. I like that, the unreleased album.
What's that?
I think you should never release it and it could just be a legend.
Yeah. The band that never was.
Hey, you know what? I think we have somebody on the line. We have a guest.
We have a listener.
We have a caller.
We have a guest. Are you there, guest?
Yes.
Wow. This guest, please state your name, sir.
Dan Anderson.
Dan?
And I'm at your apartment right now.
Dan Anderson?
You're at my apartment?
I am.
Whose apartment are you at? I don't have an apartment.
Yeah, okay. I have somebody else's apartment that looks and sounds like you.
Wow. That's just wild and crazy.
Are you hallucinating?
I am hallucinating.
What made you decide to call our show this evening?
Because you were drunk, sir. And I had to point that out.
Yeah. From time to time.
We put a request out there for people to send soup to our Facebook page and Twitter for you. Have you gotten any of that yet?
I have not.
I think he needs it even more than he did before.
I need it really bad.
So are you feeling a little better?
I am not. I'm feeling worse.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to call the authorities?
Doctors.
I still don't.
Are coming this way right now.
I still don't have any idea who this guy is.
Well, it is the person whose shoes I'm trying to fill, but he has big feet, so.
I mean, they don't quite smell as bad as Sean's.
Well, they certainly don't smell as bad as Sean's. I know that.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I need a double amputation.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question? Can I say weenus?
You can say
really big weenus.
Well, why don't you just say penis? Because you can say penis.
Can I say penis? Because I have a big weenus and a penis.
You know, and a big weenus.
Double penis.
I'm thinking terms for the male organ that are not penis are actually more unacceptable. Because that way, you know, you're not talking about it scientifically.
Say something that's
well, I don't have one.
Not that this has anything to do with what we're talking about right now, but my favorite is Rod. Rod, the divining rod.
Hey, Rod is my favorite. My favorite of the phallic foods.
The rod.
I think he's on a slightly altered state of consciousness.
Yeah, you need to get some sleep, sir.
Sounds like you drank a bunch of Robitussin.
It's a bad sentence.
So did you hear the band?
I did.
Yeah. What do you think?
Do you have a question for Vega Omega?
I do.
What's that?
I do.
Okay.
What is it?
Why are the visuals so good?
Why are the what?
The visuals.
Why are the visuals so good?
We aim to please.
Yeah. They aim to please.
Exactly.
And so you aim to please.
The visuals are good because they aim to please.
I like this guy. Let's try to get him on the show. Do you want to come on the show?
Let's get him on the show exactly the way he is right now.
We'll book him.
Well, Mr. Anderson, do you have any requests or anything? Or
yes, I do.
Okay.
Something with Radley Rockwell in it.
I think Radley going to be coming out today. I don't know.
You never know.
You never know. You never know.
Radley just kind of appears. It's kind of like, it's frightening when Radley just kind of all of a sudden shows up. Like, where the heck did you come from?
Radley, play a song for me.
If he comes, we'll see what we can do.
Please, Radley, play a song for me.
Play one song I could play.
Man,
It's like you just say his name. It's like Beetlejuice.
I was summoned. I heard my name three times, actually.
Yeah.
So I decided that I'm going to play a song for you, man. With this new band that's here that I adopted as my new band. I don't even know anything about them, but they look...
Vega Omega.
Oh, yeah, Vega Omega.
It's unbelievable, Bradley.
Unbelievable band. They are just immaculate. Played the Peanuts theme and everything. Which is about as much talent as you can get being a musician. Once you play that, you don't need to learn anymore. Can you lay that Peanuts theme out on the drums? Can you lay it out?
Probably. Really
quick? You got to do something. I think you could do something with that.
So this is going to be Radley Rockwell Mega Omega drum solo Peanuts theme.
What?
It's a legend right there. You don't get that every day. While I'm here, let me just remind everyone to continue to buy the Blank album and support my son, Justin Bieber.
Your son is Justin Bieber?
Most likely anyone who is in the music industry in the last 20 years is my son. Or they have brushed up against my skin or ingested my body in some way.
So are you kind of like the Wilt Chamberlain of the music world?
Definitely. I am like the Midas touch of skill. But you have to get close enough first. And as you gentlemen know, I'm very sneaky, I dodgy. You know, I sneak in and I sneak out. I'm very mysterious.
That's probably my problem, because I avoid touching you at all costs.
Yeah.
That's why, because you would get the talent. You wouldn't know how to handle it.
I don't know if we've ever been in the same room together, actually, which is how I like it.
Nine out of 10 people who touch me die at some point in the future.
I want to know the one who is not.
That one out of 10.
Make a lot of money from that. Make a lot of money from that.
That's what you go for, is being that one tenth that just goes on living forever.
So is it kind of a curse when someone touches you? They live forever?
It's not really like. I guess it's kind of like a gift, but like the thing is that your brain still ages. So by the time you're like 110 or 300, you just don't. You are totally lost your marbles. So you have no idea what is going on.
Dan, can you just stay on the phone as a laugh track for the rest of the show?
Yes. What is that saying?
How high is your fever right now? Have you taken your temperature recently?
No, I'm not. 175, actually.
Ouch.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Man. Did you drink the water here?
I did.
That's what it was. You drank the water at the radio station.
I did.
Oh, that'll do it to you every time.
That was the killer.
I drink it every day.
And I would like to remind our listeners that if they want to help Dan feel better, they can send some chicken noodle soup to our Facebook page or Twitter. Just add us on Twitter, and we'll make sure he gets it.
Thank you.
Hey, no problem.
If you just want to give me soup, I'm not sick or anything, but, you know, I would love the soup.
1% of the soup will go to Sean.
Yes. That means like I get to like take a little sip before it's even cooked. It will just be a little broth. Like one teaspoon.
I just want to remind our listeners, I do have 1% of my illness is based off of
I think he's toasting on us.
Hold on. I do have something special to reveal to them, because I have the low end. And I also have the low end. I have the low end. I have the low end.
This isn't like some weird radio version of the pull my finger trick, is it?
It is. It's totally a pull my finger trick.
Ashton, cue Ashton. Roger, turn around. No, he's not really there.
Can I pull the finger?
He's not really sick.
No, he's just on very interesting substances. Well, looks like we lost our caller.
Did you lose it? Where'd it go?
I think he went away. I think he decided to go and find the chicken soup.
All right, Dan, that's gonna be a funny thing for him. Feel better, buddy. Feel better.
I certainly do.
I hope that he listens to that later and he's like, man.
What the heck was cool. I doing?
Try to get back to that.
All right, back to Vega Omega. A question I can only ask right now. How do you feel right now? How do you guys feel right now?
Good.
Pretty good.
Good?
Yeah. Tired.
Are you guys a little worried about Dan?
I'm a little worried.
I wasn't about, until the phone call.
I fear for my safety.
Well, fantastic, guys. It is taking time to take another break. But before we do, go and run through where everybody can find Vega Omega and their music.
Facebook, Reverb Nation,
City Dogs on the 21st.
City Dogs on the 21st.
Yeah, it's kind of City Dogs.
So is that the best end of the world party happening that night?
Yeah. We might even play the end of the world REM song.
Now, if the world doesn't end, are you guys gonna play the world didn't end party?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, after? Beginning of the new world party.
Yeah. So like 12:01. You know, when it's the 22nd. Yeah. You know.
Well, that's probably when we'll take the stage to celebrate the world not ending.
So either way, it's gonna be a party. Yeah, either way, it's gonna be a party with hot dogs.
It's gonna be two parties.
Yeah. Hot dogs.
What's your favorite hot dog in City Dogs, by the way?
Oh, Philly. Yeah, the Honolulu. Philly. That's what it's called.
Philly. No, he's right. He gets the point. Philly dog. Philly dog is the best hot dog. Oh, I do. Before we go to the break, I do have one more trivia question for you guys here. Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready? Hold on. I gotta find it again. Okay, hold on.
For the record, Dan does not know the combination to the lock. In case anybody was wondering.
Oh wait, I had it right here. Hold on. We'll do it when we get back. We'll do what we got. Okay, time to take a break. Right now, this is Vexine with "Let Me In." That was a strong.
That is not the song, is it?
Awesome.
What did I do with that?
I don't know. What did you do?
I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah,
with
Dan
this.
Calls in and all of a sudden technical difficulties.
You know what? Oh, I think I got. Hold
got
on.
It.
Here
you
we
ready?
Go. Ready? Here we go. Tell me if this is the right one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really? Tell me. No, really.
Yes.
I've got $5 on the dashboard and 20 in the till, and a bottle full of moonshine from a derelict still. I've got a million reasons, but I can only think of one. For every silver bullet that I keep inside my gun. So please, please, please let me in. Got a world of trouble just outside my door. I will fall and I will stumble and keep coming back for more. So please, please, please let me in.
Hola, señor. Me llamo Jorge García Vega, Santiago Villalobos. Vivo en el mar y estoy enamorado con un tiburón. Como el sol, así son mis zapatos. El burro es un mentiroso y ladrón. No le puedes contar. Me dio un condón lleno con mayonesa. It's Radio Rubber Room. ¡Ay! Y ya me voy para hacer cosquillas a las nalgas de mi esposa.
Hey man, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. Now I have a lot of experience with cake, and I mean a lot of experience. And I'm gonna show you how to make some of my favorites. This is Sean's Baked Goods. It's great. I make cakes, eat cakes, I tell you how to make cakes. Sean's Baked Goods, you're gonna love it.
Hey guys, Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Keeping track of your kids can be difficult. Child leashes are embarrassing for you and your child. When I was 3 years old, I wandered off at the airport and joined a whole new family. Well, I have a great new product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Child's App. It's super awesome. It's like an electric babysitter. Just place Child's App in the room that you keep the kid. Strap the tamper-proof wrist or ankle band on your child, and if your child tries to leave the containment zone, Child's App administers a minor electric shock. Just enough to knock a little turd nugget off their feet. I tested it out on animals. Child's App has an adjustable radius knob. With 100 feet of signal, you can guarantee your little unwanted surprise won't escape your yard. Has he been a real piece of shit lately? Child's App has a 1 foot timeout setting. Don't worry, if the child attempts to deactivate Child's App in any way, they are hit with a continuous stream of electricity. And the alarm goes off, notifying you of your child's malevolence.
Got him!
It's not just for kids. I even use it on Grandpa to keep him from wandering outside of the tool shed. Is your child having too much fun? Child's App has a remote that you can send a shock with just the push of a button. Customizable voltage settings. 10 volts, 100 volts, up to 100,000 volts. Don't worry, memory loss is common. Nagging wife making you envy a lifetime in prison? Try Wife Zap. With gold necklace pendant zapper, she'll look more beautiful and obedient than ever.
From the Spoofco Aluminium Collection comes Sean S. Austin I, known as one of the most revered and quintessential single-key keyboardists of all time. You'll cry like a woman when you hear him play such riveting hits as C. Sean spent years inventing and mastering his own instrument, the single-key keyboard. A collection of mind-blowing songs that will make you question the meaning of life. Get G. And F sharp. G slightly faster. Also, lament in C sharp. This album will penetrate your ear holes like a typhoon. And when your brain explodes, there will only be one thing you hear. The accumulation of all music. Sean S. Austin I will go down as the single greatest single key keyboardist of all time. Buy his critically acclaimed album on vinyl and A-Track today. You'll get 5 of Sean's hits. That's a total of 40 seconds of music that you'll be sure to hear every single time you listen to it. Now available on cassette tape.
Yeah! Viper Crover here. And you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now!
Yeah!
Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
Parked in the driveway, baby's fast asleep in bed. In one hand I got my car keys and a pencil full of lead. I don't know what I'm doing and I don't know what I say. Write my thoughts on a paper, I might take a ride instead. We all know the consequences of feeling low. We all know what it's like when we've got nowhere to go. I know what it's like when nobody wants to know you. You can't always have it your way. You gotta go out and make some sense of it. Oh, gotta go out and make some sense of it all. Count our gains, we're always counting losses. You know it ain't the same. Saying, who's better than you? And what's up with her smile? Sit back and relax, we'll watch everything fall into place every once in a while. We all know the consequences of feeling low. We all know what it's like when we've got nowhere to go. You might know what it's like when nobody wants to know you. You can't always have it your way. You gotta go out and make some sense of it. Oh, gotta
gotta go out and make some sense of it all. Got my car keys and a pencil full of lead. I don't know what I'm doing and I don't know what I said. I'll write my thoughts on a paper or I might take a ride instead. We all know the consequences of feeling low. We all know what it's like when we've got nowhere to go. You might know what it's like when nobody wants to know you. Can't always have it your way. Gotta go out and make some sense of it. Oh, you gotta go out and make some sense of it. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Omega, Omega. Here on radio, is that how you always end that one?
What's that?
Is that how you always end that one?
Usually, yeah.
And what was that one called, guys?
That was called Making Sense.
Making Sense, Making Sense on unreleased album one or unreleased album
two?
Two. So for real though, could you, with you know, all the catalog, isn't there that itch to get it out there? Get it out?
There is, media? Yeah. We just kind of want it to be good.
Gotcha. What about releasing it just digitally? Just a digital form on Bandcamp or something like that?
That's always an idea.
Yeah, that is an idea.
We hadn't thought about that before.
You have a lot of
good
ideas.
So we do here, guys. That's what we do here.
Yeah, we collaborate. We collaborate.
That's right. We are the muses.
We're here to make a difference, guys. Make a difference. So what is the future of Vega Omega? What's Vega Omega's 10-year plan?
10-year plan.
Okay.
Well, we're having trouble with like the
10-month plan.
2-month plan.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Say the world doesn't end.
Alright.
A fair
tours
argument?
And buses and
tour buses?
Stuff.
Tour buses. Go at it hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that going to be the jumping off point? Like, alright, world didn't end. Go time.
Let's get a tour bus.
Yeah. Buy a tour bus.
Yep.
Go across the country.
Alright, are you guys ready for the last Vega / Omega question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Alright, how many light years from Earth is Vega?
Do we get
32.
Do we get, just wait, man. Do we get like a buffer?
A buffer?
Like margins?
Oh, yeah. Let's give a buffer.
The margin is 15 miles.
You're not going to need a couple million. Alright, let's do it. 10 year buffer.
10 light year?
Alright,
how many?
Let's say 20 million?
25.
Oh,
25 light
so
years.
Close.
Wait, you said 25 light years?
Yeah.
My first guess was 32.
Yeah, that was what I was.
25 million light years?
No, just 20. Just
I don't think that any star is that close.
25 light years.
That's it's kind of close.
That's really
it's a
close.
Relatively it's one of the closer ones, right?
Yeah.
Haven't you seen Contact, man?
I always thought the closest star was
I mean, I believe Wikipedia, Sean.
Was 100 million light years away.
What?
The closest star is 100 million light years away.
Not according to Wikipedia.
Well,
I mean, you can fact check
totally
if you want.
Trustworthy site right there.
You want to go to you want a half point?
No.
That's what he was going to say.
He was going to say the right answer.
No, right, he was going to say close to the right answer.
I guess I'll have to go with that.
All right, so that brings the total up. The Vega Omega is at half a point in the positive. Tell them what they win, Sean.
You guys win a trip to Radio Rubber Room every Thursday live on 102.9.
Congratulations, guys. Yay! Congratulations.
We're going to air this episode now. So cool. We were thinking about not doing it.
Not airing it?
Yeah.
I don't know. With that call from Dan, I think we have to.
That makes it. I think that call made it. Point.
I'm going to make him listen to it later.
Yeah. Embarrass him in front of everybody. And hey, especially at Christmas dinner or something. Hey, look, check this out, everybody.
The description for this show is just like Vega Omega. Peanuts theme, Dan call. That's it.
Nice.
Summed it up real quick.
Now, Kevin, do you want to talk about the garage a little bit? Because we have a special relationship.
We
hang out in the garage. What do we do in the garage, Kevin?
Drink beer and watch YouTube videos, pretty much.
Right, right.
You guys smoke cigarettes. I don't do that anymore.
You want to give a shout-out to Pete?
Yeah. Hey, Pete. I know you're lonely right now. I'm sure you're listening live. Me and Derek both miss you.
We'll be in the garage soon. We're going to
be
in
the garage
soon,
man.
Wow. Watching some YouTube videos.
Yes.
What is the first video you're going to watch when you get back to the garage?
Ooh. I don't know. I guess Crazy Drummer. Still pretty big on that one.
That's going to be your first video when you watch?
Crazy Drummer.
Putting me on the spot.
Sorry. Wow. That's what we do here.
Crazy Drummer. It's an awesome video.
I haven't checked that one out.
You have to see it.
Okay, I will. Check it out.
Just type. I don't know if that's the actual name of the video, but if you type in Crazy Drummer.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. You've never seen Crazy Drummer?
I don't think so. Is that kind of like one of those things where someone just goes nuts? And
oh, he's going nuts.
Yeah.
It's like Star Wars boy, but with drums.
What's
Star
that?
Wars Kid is the best thing that ever happened. To
Star Wars Kid with drums, right?
Is that Star Wars Kid?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, something like that, except better.
Is it the sharp dressed man?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna check it out right now. I'll give a play by play.
It doesn't get better till like the middle.
Is this during a wedding or something?
Something, yeah.
Like the dad got drunk and got behind the drums?
Oh, no.
This
guy knows what he's doing.
Oh, it's good. It's good. Okay.
Yeah,
the
guy's too good for the band, so he does stuff to keep himself occupied.
I get it. Like,
a simple backbeat.
Like, ZZ Top should give him a call. You know? Maybe. I don't know.
Well,
so do you guys have any plans to do any, like, kind of video stuff? Shoot some videos? Or
we talk about
good
it.
Idea, too.
You guys should come on. We're going to fix this up.
Yeah, we're not too good at the whole ideas thing.
Ideas
executing.
Actually were great. Executions are problems.
Yeah, execution. Yeah.
Follow through. Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Who's the most responsible person in the band?
I am.
Your hand.
By far.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely Kevin.
So it's on you. It's on you now.
Uh huh.
You guys just nominated Kevin to get all this stuff done.
Yeah. So he can be our new manager.
Yeah.
Are you ready to manage the band, Kevin?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Go, man. Go.
What's your first step? Kicking
you out. I was going to say, fire a few people.
he's just scared of me. It's okay. Sorry, man.
Okay, the Crazy Drummer is awesome.
Right. Is that the whole play-by-play?
He's just flailing. He's flailing, but he's hitting the stuff.
Perfect.
Awesome. He's hitting the drums with both sides of the stick. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Mixing it up. He's got a gold blazer on.
What are the other guys in the band doing?
They're just standing and they're singing Sharp Dressed Man and doing little ZZ Top step. You know what I'm saying? Like the look left, look right, then look left again.
Describe what his coat is doing, if I remember
correctly. His gold blazer that the whole band is matching, gold blazers, is like rolling all around his body. And like it looks like he's taking it off and taking it on while he's playing drums. But, you know, it's kind of just like a crazy wind. Like he's almost a blur. You can barely tell. He's going around the back of his head with the drumstick every other stroke. It's just amazing.
No, Kevin, as a drummer, have you ever tried to emulate?
I do not try. I execute precisely exactly what he says.
There is no try.
So you can do that move?
I was doing it in here. You just weren't paying attention.
It was a blur.
Really? Yeah.
It was so fast.
I didn't have the gold jacket on, so it didn't look as flashy.
Well, I mean, you gotta pull every piece together. It's all about
the follow through. First step. As manager,
gold jacket.
Making us match.
Well, he said he liked my shirt. I didn't want to cover it up.
It's a cool shirt. I love the shirt.
Man, he is going out of town.
Out of town.
I think we've lost Sean.
Rich K and the All-Nighters. Yeah, we got to get them on the show. Well, just the drummer. I don't care about the other guys.
Let's give them a call, man. Where are they from? Where's this guy from?
I don't know.
It
seems like something that would be kind of southern or maybe like Middle East.
The band from Virginia, Rick Kay and the All-Nighters.
Southern Middle Eastern.
Where are they from?
They're from Virginia.
Are they? Where?
Rick Kay and the All-Nighters.
Where in Virginia, do you know?
I have no idea except for Rick Kay and the All-Nighters. So, Ashland. Derek, get all over
there. Ashland?
They're in your studio right now.
Wait a second.
This is the whole time thing, isn't it?
It is.
Man. This is the whole time thing.
This is alternate universes. Do they all have goatees?
Always do.
Okay.
They always do.
We do all. Okay.
So to answer your question from earlier, that's who we want to play with the most.
That is the only
crazy
difference.
Drummer.
You want to play with the crazy drummer.
And meet Skelton on the same ship.
I'll see what I can set up. So, guys, we are coming closer to the end of the show, but is anything there else you want to get out to the people? Is anything else that people need to know about Vega Omega?
City Dogs, man.
City Dogs.
Yeah. We rock that place.
All about the hot dogs. So how crazy is the end of the world party going to be?
Yeah. I mean, it depends if the world really ends or not.
Like, tell me, I want to know, am I coming to City Dogs?
You know the Holocaust?
Yeah.
It can be the exact opposite of the Holocaust.
Exact
opposite.
Wow.
Like the
we're going to, like,
that
give,
sounds
per,
good.
Give birth to 6 million,
that sounds
6
like
million
the
Jews,
ever.
Gays, and other minorities?
No, the opposite of that.
Like, you know the feelings around the Holocaust? The exact opposite of that.
Okay. Oh, so they're the only ones going to survive. The rest of us are going to die. And no,
millions of Jews are going to be born.
The feeling of being there is going to be like the opposite of how people feel when they think about. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You get the track.
No, I just like making up other versions of it. That's all.
All right, guys, we are about out of time. Thanks a lot, Vega Omega, and go through and run through where people can find it. Find your music one more time, just for the listeners.
Facebook Reverb Nation.
And that's Facebook/ Vega Omega.
I believe so. Search Vega Omega on Google. It'll come up second, apparently.
Now, what about Bing?
Bing?
Bing or Ask Jeeves.
I haven't tried either one of those.
All right, so Google, Lycos. Definitely Google.
Yeah, definitely Lycos. Google.
But possibly Bing and Ask Jeeves, too. All right, guys, we've enjoyed it. We are out of here, but one more tune to play for you. This is Brother Bill with One Heart in the Hole, Radio Rubber Room.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck from coke.
I've seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they going to say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart.
What are they going to say about it? What are they going to say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go. You know, I got tiger blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some d*** marijuana?
No. No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering? Whatever, it's just a joke.
Mega, you're listening to Radio Rubber Room.